Item one, the subdivision rezoning at 1375 Grant Avenue under file DASZ 14 of 2001. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing and the following two items will also be heard at the same time. Item two, a conditional use at 1375 Grant Avenue under file DCU 119401 2011D. And item three, a variance at 1375 Grant Avenue under file DAV 119674 2011D.
Okay, we have the applicant to the board, David Joffrey. You'd like to come forward, and if you have anybody else with you to do the presentation, you can all come up. And if you could just state your name, who else is here?
Okay, my name is David Joffrey. I'm a senior planner with MMM Group in Winnipeg. Do you need my address?
No, we've got it on here.
All right. And then with me, we have...
I'm Walter Dulas, and Chief Executive Officer.
Okay.
Thank you.
I have some handouts. If you would mind. These are basically exhibits that are copies of what I have on the blog right here. So if you can refer to them. Do you prefer that I stand or sit?
Whatever you need to do is fine.
What we'll do to start is ask Walter to say a few words about Carpathia Credit Union first, and then I'll follow up with the planning component of the presentation. And I'm assuming we're dealing with all three of the applications as one presentation.
Yep.
Okay. Sure. As I said, my name is Walter Lubash. I'm Chief Executive Officer of Carpathia Credit Union. And the applications we're considering today are to accommodate the development of a credit union's new branch at 1375 Grant Avenue. For your information, credit unions are financial cooperatives. And like all cooperatives, are owned and controlled by people who use their services. These people are members and they own shares in the credit union. As shareholders, members of many credit unions share in the profits every year. As financial cooperatives, credit unions are dedicated to the people and communities they serve. Carpathia Credit Union was created in 1940 in response to the financial needs of early immigrants who had settled in the city of Winnipeg. Credit union's initial activities were accommodated out of the facilities of a cooperative bookstore located on the corner of Euclid Avenue and Main Street. Credit union remained at that location until 1976, when it moved a couple of blocks north into its new building at 952 Main Street. For over 35 years, the credit union's corporate office and main branch has remained at that site. In 1981, the credit union opened its second branch on McPhillips Street, and in 1994, a third branch was opened on the corner of Springfield Road and Henderson Highway. The proposed development on Grant Avenue is in response to serving the financial needs of the existing members who have settled in the River Heights area in the southwest corner of the city. We have also identified this area of the city to be underserviced by a credit union. I would like to be able to provide the residents with an opportunity to become members of a successful financial cooperative. Today, the credit union has in excess of 13,000 members and associates, and total assets is slightly over $310 million. Since 1994, the credit union's membership has received well over $8.5 million in patronage refunds. Over the last several years, the credit union has participated in financing a considerable amount of commercial developments, which has contributed to the economic growth of the city. Carpathia Credit Union remains one of the oldest credit unions in the province of Manitoba and continues to support the many cultural, religious, educational, and athletic organizations that make up our community. We are confident that the development of the credit union's new branch will add value to the neighborhood and will be seen as a welcomed addition to the community.
I'll start off by saying, as Walter has mentioned, that Carpathia Credit Union would like to build its fourth credit union location in Winnipeg at the corner of Grant Avenue and Waverly Street in the central River Heights neighborhood. The building will be approximately 3,300 square feet, have a drive-through instant teller, and parking spaces for 13 vehicles. Exhibits 1, 2, and 3, which I have up here on the board and in the handouts that you have in front of you, show the renderings for the building, the three sides of the building. Exhibit 1 shows the view from Grant Avenue looking north. So you have the sidewalk in front along here, and the building is up against the sidewalk. Lots of glass from crime prevention through environmental design perspective. It's got some good qualities here because I know some history of the members here on the committee for the safety. With Exhibit 2, we have a view from the parking lot, which is walking down the sidewalk on Grant Avenue, for example, looking at the front entrance there off the parking lot. And Exhibit 3 is the view from Waverly Street. What we see here is a little bit of the boulevard, the sidewalk, large green space, and again, there's the building setback on the site. Now, the former use on the site was a Shell gas station with a convenience store. Now, however, that business has been closed from some time, the building is vacant. The gas pumps were removed and part of the site has been remediated. The building will be demolished around the end of the month, and the remaining site will be remediated where necessary. Exhibit 4 shows the current site right now as it sits. You can see there's been subject to some graffiti and it's boarded up right now. In terms of the area context, the subject site is located on the north side of Grant Avenue between two existing commercial uses. It has commercial uses across the street on the south side of Grant, as shown in Exhibit 5. So the red area here marked on the map shows commercial designations or zones, both sides of Grant Avenue. Grant Avenue is running this way. The subject site is the dashed line in between two existing commercial areas. The parcel, just wanted to make note that the parcel Kitty Corner to the Parkathia site has applied for and has currently been approved to convert the use from a C1 to a C2. So Kitty Corner from this particular parcel has been conditionally approved subject to converting, subject to some conditions being followed through by the applicant. The site is near a busy intersection with traffic lights, and that's at this intersection right here. Of course, Waverly Street is southbound up to Grant Avenue, north of Grant Avenue. There's only one way allowed here. And when you go south of Grant, of course, there's two-way traffic that is allowed. And I'll speak a little bit about that regarding circulation, how that has an impact on the site. The subject site currently has four vehicular access points, and Exhibit 6 shows where the existing future access points are proposed. So right now, within site, you have the existing building in gray, you have the access point on Waverly Street, you have two on Waverly Street, you have one off of Grant, and then you have currently one that kind of shares the corner with the lane off of Grant Avenue here. As part of this proposal, two approaches into the property will be closed, which should improve safety at the busy intersections, and these are shown in green. So these two particular intersections will be closed as part of this application. One approach will be reconfigured and reduce the occurrence of people cutting through the site using the nearby lane. So what I've done here is I showed in light blue the existing access point.
Can I interrupt you?
No, you can't. No, sorry. You can't.
Can I see?
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Thank you so much.
You can actually, no problem. It's just, and that's actually totally.
You're allowed to interrupt us.
So sometimes you get people to interrupt you, other men. And you can actually, if you want to get a little closer, you can as well.
That's
okay.
Fine.
You see? Thanks.
Okay. Go ahead.
So these are the four access points. Right here, this light blue one, and there's two green, and this one into the existing site. Here's the existing building. This one's going to remain the same. This one's going to be closed as well, marked in green. The two are going to be closed. And this one here will be moved from sharing the access into the lane that's coming in here to where this dark blue configuration is. Now this will reduce in a lot of people cutting through and using the back lane as a shortcut. Because what we see happening is because Waverly Street is a one-way street coming southbound, people either they're coming to the former store or through the site, they'll cut through here and they'll access the lane to go back northward rather than coming onto Grant and going on their left and right and coming back onto the main street. So you saw a lot of traffic actually diverted to the Puck Lane, which is not what it was designed for. Another thing with respect to traffic is the number of sites, number of visits to the site will be reduced by about 80%, less than the former use. Transportation planning estimates indicate that the former gas station with 8 pumps and a convenience store would have approximately 1,000 visits per day. Meanwhile, the proposed use as a credit union would average about 200 visits per day. Part of the development application, as part of this development application, the following needs to take place, as you know, a rezoning and a conditional use. Now, the existing site is zoned C1 and will need to be zoned C2 in order to accommodate a drive-through instant teller as part of the credit union. Now, drive-through instant teller is not a permitted or conditional use in a C1 zone. That's why we have to go to C2 zone. As part of the C2 zone drive-through use-specific standard requirement, the drive-through teller is a conditional use because it is located adjacent to a residential use. So in this particular rendering here, we have the existing building, and the drive-through is located at the back of the building here. Again, it's Waverly and Grant, and here's the residential use. And the way the zoning bylaw is worded, it says, no drive-in or drive-through facility may be located on a lot or site adjacent to a lot contained in residential use, unless the drive-in or drive-through is separated from the residential use by an intervening building, public lane, or public street. Now, we would argue the intent of the zoning bylaw is being met with this site design, and even better than the requirements. With the proposed, looking at Exhibit 7, instead of a public lane or a public street that is making the buffer between these particular uses, we have the private lane with similar width as what a public lane would be. In addition, we have a 10-foot buffer strip, which would create a 30-foot wide strip that creates separation of these two uses. And again, I wanted to mention it's significantly wider than the width of a public lane and should carry less traffic than a public lane. Now, with respect to the two variances for this proposal, the first variance is for a front yard setback reduction of 25 feet of the required 30 feet. Under the zoning bylaw, the front yard for this property is considered Waverly Street and not Grant Avenue. So the frontage is actually considered off of Waverly. So the setback is going to go to 25 feet rather than the 30 feet in the zoning bylaws. It's not measured off of Grant Avenue. Now, the variance is required to allow minimum modification to ensure adequate space for parking and pedestrian access to the building on the east side. So we have, it still allows enough parking to occur here with a lane down the middle and a pedestrian strip, and that's all that's needed for the building. The remaining site will be retained as green space. And I guess if you look at what's here right now, if you take a comparison, a lot of it right now is parking lot, but it would be converted to some green space. In addition to the boulevard that you have there, so it's a nice buffer. The second variance would be required to eliminate the 48-foot maximum length of the fencing requirement. This will allow a continuous fence to run along the residential property to the north side. As a side yard buffer between this site and the neighboring residence. And that is located along here, extended as one fence. The current fence runs along the property line, and the owner of the residential property prefers that the fence remain the same. The fence will have landscaping along it to break up the lawn look to the fence, which will help address the intent of the zoning bylaw. Now, regarding public consultation, there was an open house held, and we do have a letter of support from the neighbor immediately to the north as well. I'll get into that in a bit. So there were 44 letters sent out to nearby residents and 8 adjacent commercial buildings inviting them to an open house, which was hosted on April 6, 2019. explain the plans and receive any comments or concerns from the proposal. Two residents attended the open house and viewed the site plans and concept drawings and were generally supportive of the plan. There was also a telephone number provided in our community advertisement that we had one call regarding traffic down the lane. And as we mentioned earlier, we discussed how the configuration will help address the traffic going down the lane. And in the last page of your handout, I included an email that Mr. Lugosh received from the adjacent neighbor. He took the time out to go speak with him and present the plan to him. And I think it's a very important element of this presentation. And just highlighted on some of the comments that he mentioned was he recognizes he's a homeowner that stands to be impacted the most by the development due to the proximity and location. He's very encouraged and supportive of the plan to develop the credit union. And felt that there was a lot of thought and consideration went into the planning of the building in support of facilities like the fence, parking, and green space. And he says nothing, and he sees nothing but positive elements in the plan. And he says sooner the current eyesore structure is removed and the new facility implemented, the better it will be for the entire neighborhood. Lastly, we've reviewed the planner's report, and which is also supportive of our application. We have no concerns with the conditions that were provided.
Thank you very much, David. Any questions? Yeah. Councillor Smith?
The open house, you had two people?
Yes.
Out of 47?
We had 44 letters that went out and 8 to the commercials. So, yeah,
and
only
two
that. People came out. Yeah.
So I didn't know.
Yeah. We had one telephone call.
Okay. Anything else? Okay, thank you. And you'll have an opportunity to come back if you wish in rebuttal to anybody, you know, anything raised in the opposition. Also, in registered in support, you can either just have your support registered or speak if you wish. Mark here in Urania.
Registered in support.
Registered support. Roman Jaworski. And Damien Hawara. Thanks very much. Is there anybody else who wishes to speak in support of this application? Okay, and we have in opposition, we have Morley Jacobs and Deb Jacobs. Did you wish to come up and speak?
Yeah.
It says opposition. Oh, one said for, they say for information and opposition.
Yeah.
So which one did you want to be registered as, for information or opposition?
It was hard to find because our concern probably is based on not having enough information, but just having this one thing to look at because we're out of town. So we came down to do both. We want to address a concern that we have.
So you would like? Would you like to be continued to be registered in opposition then?
It's the same rights, except I can only put your name down either one or
opposition.
The other.
As
opposition.
Yeah.
As in Sanskrit. Sure.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Would be easier.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. We didn't receive one of the notices.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if
we're
at 677 Waverly, first of all. Morning, and Deb Jacobs.
And feel free to sit down if you'd like to.
No, no problem.
Yeah.
And I'm a neighborhood watch, or was, and the neighbors beside us, the Blanchards, are co-captains. The people on the other side of us, closer to the commercial property that already exists, Rich and Sharon Brown, they also didn't receive any notice, weren't aware. So there's a few people that may have been missed, but I wanted to upfront this and say that the
if you could just direct your comments over
it,
here,
the building looks, what I wanted
proposal.
To tell them that the building looks very nice. But yes, the building, as it's proposed, looks nice, and certainly everybody on the street wants to get rid of this eyesore. Our concern, though, is as a result of the amount of traffic that will literally meet within 5 car lengths of the corner of Waverly and Grant, and up to and including our home, just about there. All the traffic that heads southbound right now comes from all points north down Waverly and heads out from there either side left and right or going straight across, as everybody at the town council here knows. And so as a result, there is also the use of that lot, the commercial property that sits on our side, that's the west side, okay, and that is a well, sort of, many clients, a mall, yeah, a little strip mall, many clients coming to use that, and they come out as an egress onto Waverly, just about at the same juncture that this proposed egress is onto Waverly, just, I would think, probably just forward of it, and the other one would be approximately here. Okay. So now you have traffic coming all together from literally three sides, and I would presume that if there's egress at an exit out here, that these people would also want the opportunity to go in as many different directions as is possible. So our concern is that this needs to be considered. If as you're looking at this, we have no problem with the building, and we have no problem with that, but we have a problem with how you view the traffic flow at this corner. That is a very specific concern. It is already a very concerning issue. And rather than make that issue worse, we're here just to say this evening very simplistically that that needs to be attended to.
We're two houses north of the West Mall. So we're right there. We can see the facility. And we're situated between 7 and 9 is total traffic going south on Waverly. Between 3 and 6 also, the traffic is very heavy. And now we're getting late evening or early evening to later evening traffic also. So all these factors have to be come into consideration. Our concern was in the drawing, you know, we have the layout here, we received it. We're not sure whether this is only an entrance, not an entrance exit.
Yeah.
And what this is, whether this is, obviously this is only an exit.
Is there one exit, one entrance?
So that was, no, for information, that was part of the information,
yeah.
Part of our ticket.
We can ask those questions.
This doesn't clarify
yeah.
at all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And in addition, actually, if everything is coming out, it's not just the pass-through parking, the drive-through. If this is the exit and this is the entry, then all of the traffic from here would be exiting onto Waverly at that same juncture point. And that represents something of a concern. Just as a sort of a sideboard to all of this, council needs to understand that there is already traffic coming from the other commercial property that for which there is no return, no right-hand turn. So all the traffic that gets sort of plugged up here goes round the lot and uses the back lane. We already have a significant problem. So if what the congestion does here is then it again starts to route more traffic down the back lane heading north in order to have a north access, that really becomes a larger issue for us both front and back. Okay.
One of the alternatives that we thought might be considered by council is having the exit onto this part of the lane. Not going, in other words, they can make a left turn, a right turn, and not a left turn. Going a right turn, going back into Grant. And that would alleviate all the problems that are going to continue here and be even worse.
In a very quick community meeting that was just 5 residents strong, not enough time for us to gather enough, that was one of the suggestions, but just offering it as one of the options that we thought might just, because nobody wants to dissuade this building from being built or the people to come and provide us a beautiful building instead of the high site. Yeah, problem there.
Yeah.
But we just are concerned about how we facilitate the traffic. It's already egregious.
Yeah. There's only one other thing. It has nothing to do with this part of the building.
Oh,
it has
right.
to do with the boulevard.
Yeah.
The last group that was in with the around the station, the gas station, they used to cut the boulevard, but they never did anything else. So we have a boulevard of dandelions. So I was wondering, as one of the considerations for the facility being used here, that they take care of the boulevard. And not only just take care of it, actually have it treated 3 or 4 times a year so that the dandelions don't come back. I think any facility that wants to
So as you drive up and down the street, then you notice it, obviously. And so, yes, you're quite right. Everybody, you can, that was one of the concerns.
Great. So, are there any other questions?
No, please.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
All right. David, did you want to come back and respond to anything that was raised there?
Well, I'm sorry we couldn't chat before this. We could have talked a bit on through a little. I guess I don't know where I should start. Let's start with you mentioned the backlane access in terms of the opportunity to create a backlane that goes through here. Yeah. What we heard from some residents is that they don't want the traffic to go down the back lane, and I don't think it's appropriate to circulate heavy traffic through the lane. I think it should be directed to the local streets rather than the back lane. And by closing this particular intersection right here, that's what we're trying to do, is one of the big issues that we have.
Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. In the public hearing process, we can't have a back and forth.
So we discussed that issue in terms of the site design. We also talked about the use of the site. Looking at transportation documents, the number of site visits to this particular use is 80% less than what the former use was as a convenience store and a gas station with 8 pumps. So the volume of people that are going to be going in and out of this particular location, and both of these would be an entrance and an exit, an entrance and an exit. So they will have a dual purpose for that particular.
I didn't know that.
Pardon me.
You talk about less number of people.
Oh, it's a transportation plan when they have engineering books and they look at the particular use of each building, the size of the building, and they average it out. So when people do transportation planning, they have a basis. It's an engineering standard that they utilize in terms of based on the size and number of employees and the type of use that's going to. So in terms of exiting, this is going to remain the same. This is not changing at all. This is the same entrance and exit. So rather than having a cluttered, like was mentioned by the individual here, there was an exit coming out. This is Waverly Street on the
east.
The area. Let me see here.
East.
Sorry. You can see it right here coming out here. Now closing this particular exit helps with that circulation, because you used to have two coming out right there.
The
here we're remaining from that north exit, just coming out, and it should make that particular exit and circulation a little bit better, by closing these particular components. And again, when you go in, you park, you can still go out Grant Avenue as well, so you can circulate back out to Grant Avenue. We can propose, make sure that there's directional signage, make sure people realize that they're going out in and out right there. I think that covers a lot of the concerns. I'd just be concerned to try to change the plan to direct more traffic away from Waverly Street and onto a public lane. It's challenging right now. There is a lot of traffic. I don't know if it's all due to this particular business or whatever. It's a use that I think is going to be less of an impact in the neighborhood than what's there right now.
Do you want to add anything about the boulevard issue that was raised?
In terms of
the Denmark.
The city.
It's a city boulevard.
Yeah, the city boulevard is right here.
Personal city council?
It's not shown in here.
Oh, okay. It's
here's the sidewalk, and there's the site.
Okay. Any questions?
I have some.
I haven't gone by lately to see what the boulevard's like.
Sure.
I'm sure that probably unkept. Mm-hmm. This is probably a good word. I'm kind of personally hesitant using some sort of herbicide to control weeds. That is a boulevard public. I would leave that up to the city to decide what we think is wrong. But I think our intent would be to certainly clean that up, make it
Thank you. Thank you very much. Councilor Rocha, do you have any questions?
I have a question to the administration. To the administration, regarding the C2 zoning, I'm hearing that the reason why is because of the drive-through. We do the C2. I loathe to always, to go to a C2 when I can keep it a C1. And so, am I hearing correctly that we can't issue a variance for on a C1 for the drive-through?
No, we can't because a drive-through is a conditional use only in the C2 district. So it's a land use that's not permitted in C1.
Okay, so that's too bad.
What we've done though in terms of conditions is we've said that any future development of the site will require plan approval as well through community committee.
Okay. So let's come back.
So if in the future the bank was to move and some other use was to come in and redevelop the site, it would have to come back.
Okay, good. Good. Let's have that protection. The boulevard, regarding the boulevard, as I'm looking at my little eye view here, there is a hole, I would say 20 feet extra boulevard going to be required by the city or somebody as they get rid of that right away for that entrance down by Grant Side. So that boulevard is actually going to be quite long and nice, actually. But am I hearing correctly that that boulevard would then be the city's responsibility to maintain?
They'll be responsible to restore it to boulevard, and then the city would. Well, it would be like any other boulevard in the city.
Which isn't that up to the property owners to take care of, really? So it actually is.
So is it the city's or is it the property owner's responsibility?
The city owns it, but I think it's like any other boulevard. Typically, we defer to the property owner to mow
so
it.
So the commercial, residential and commercial, as I'm hearing you say, on that bottom. So.
Yeah.
I definitely see with this design, there's no way the credit union is going to want to have this as a shoddy little boulevard and have this beautiful green space behind it, because it's actually going to be a massive amount, because it's a very wide boulevard, which is great. It's going to be a massive amount of green space that's going to be off Waverly, which is, I think we all agree, is lovely. So yes, this FYI to you guys, we own it, but you'll have to maintain it, so thank you very much. The other questions I had, I understood what they were talking about, the neighbors were talking about, regarding accessing off the public lane and having a right turn only, so they can't go left. I concur. They have a mixed view of that as well, because we're not supposed to be using public lanes for dumping commercial traffic onto, even if it's to go one way. I've had problems in other areas with that, and we try to get it on to regional roads right away, not curving through a back lane, because then a whole bunch of things happen, and the primary thing that happens is the back lane degrades to a point where you'll see it one quarter of that back lane, which is used for commercial, is completely destroyed because of the incredible volume of traffic it takes, which is mostly actually due to garbage removal, the big trucks that come down there. But the neighborhood has to all face that and deal with that because we can't repair a quarter. We have to wait till the rest of the three quarters fails as well, because we have over a couple hundred lanes to do. So that's, I understand the concerns there. One thing I haven't seen here, and I'm looking at my eye view, I'm not sure if the sign fell off. I recall that there is supposed to be a no left turn on that back lane. I don't see the signage in my map, so if it's not there, we'll be trying to get that signage back, so the people don't use that back lane. And I do think this will help, because they were cutting into that gas station and they were scooting out the side door and then back down, even when that sign was up, because the sign only said to that corner. So, and I have had many concerns from the neighborhoods about that back lane usage. I think the opening, by the fact that they moved the opening, just that one back part, will alleviate that big concern about where those, I was always uncomfortable of where that shell traffic came out onto Grant, especially with the guys who were trying to get across to the other side so they can go east. They actually push it all the way back, so that now they have one entrance over here, one here, which should alleviate a lot of that concern. I am happy about the greenage. I am happy about the low usage of the building. I don't think the gas station was a good spot for it as we've increased, because I do recognize the fact this is one of the many intersections, one of the top intersections, where we in River Heights are having a problem with, where that increasing traffic is actually causing quite a bit of issues for us because it is a danger issue. And we in River Heights are absorbing a lot of that traffic coming through, and we just want to make sure that it doesn't impact. So I see that your lower density. I do like the way that the entrances and exits do filter off. I do like the greenage. So overall, there are a few little concerns, but I'll be able to support this proposal.
Councilor, I just wanted to correct something I said before. The plan approval is to the city, not the community committee.
Okay.
That's the recommendation.
So the city would determine if it needs to come back. Or
so if you wanted to change it and have it come to the community committee in case some future drive through, I would advise.
I amend that.
Suggest that.
But we can amend it to include that instead of the city, amended that
it
should have the city center committee.
What it should say then is to the director of PPD and city center committee.
Sure.
Okay, so we can amend that when you move the motion. John, are you ready to proceed with that?
I am ready to proceed with that.
Okay.
No, I'm not. And that's Harvey asking me to say.
No, I just want to make a comment. This is going to be the most beautiful building in River Heights. That's all.
We have some beautiful homes. We have some beautiful homes. 1901.
It's a beautiful building.
Okay. I got to get to my thing here. Where am I, Josie?
Oh, just scroll up.
Got to make verbatims.
So, there you go. Right.
That the report of public service be taken as read.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, carried.
The receipt of public presentation be included.
All those in favor?